away for the Tomiko Cheltenham Gold Cup. Special Tiara wins the Queen Mother Championship at the fourth attempt.
One for Arthur, it's holding on, brilliant, and it's one for Scotland.
This is the race that I've always wanted to win. This is the race that's in my heart.
One flight to go, Noel Feely can wait no more.
This is Love the Jumps Extra from the Jockey Club.
Welcome to Love the Jumps Extra. I'm Abby Sawyer. Now, this week we went to Ireland to talk Sizing John with Jessie Harrington, and we asked her, when did she first realise he might be a Gold Cup horse?
It was probably after, because after Thurles I was thinking of Ryanair, to tell you the honest truth, and then when Alan wanted to go, he said, I said to him, I've actually got him entered in the Leopardstown Gold Cup. And he said, oh, well, that'll be great. I like Gold Cups. So I said, OK, that's fine. We'll run him there and we'll see if he stays. And it was only after that that I sort of decided that, you know, well, he's probably got a chance in the Gold Cup. We'll forget about the Ryanair chase. And then really, I wasn't as confident as Robert was that he would stay. You know, he'd come rather quick in 3 months, come from 2 miles to 3 miles and 2 furlongs. And so that was, you know, that was the reason, really, why.
And is there added pressure when you do get a horse from another trainer?
Well, actually, no, not really. You know, it was a bit of pressure having him and Super Sunday, but you just go on and train them as they are. And, you know, it took me a while. Like, he came to me in September and I didn't run him till Christmas. You know, you don't know when they're fit, or, you know, you don't really know what they show you when they're ready to go. And that was the thing I was struggling a little bit in the dark about, was, you know, how do I know when this fella's right? How do I know when he's in good form? How do I know when he's, you know, how much work does he need? Does he need backing off the last few days? You know, all of those things, when you've had a horse from a four-year-old upwards or three-year-old upwards, you kind of, it's ingrained in you. You kind of know what work they need and what work you have to give them, and whether you have to back off or whatever. When you get a horse from someone else, you've got to feel your way to start with and just try and, you know, see what you have to do.
Is it possible that we could even see a better Sizing John this year?
Well, if he's as good as last year, I'd be happy. He's only, you know, he's 7 rising 8, and in all theories, horse gets better as he gets to being 7. You know, right, 8, they say 7-8 season is probably their, you know, their optimum, and then after that they slightly start to go downhill. So I don't know. Look, I just, you know, my only worry is maybe the 3 hard races last year might leave a mark on him, maybe. But he's had a good few hard races the year before, and he seemed to come out of it very well.
And what is it that makes him so good, do you think?
He's very relaxed horse, as you see. Very, very relaxed horse, and he's one, his real long suit is the fact that he jumps chase fences at 2 mile speed, and he's jumping against 3 milers, so every time he lands you can steady him back and let him fill himself up and go again.
And it's obviously been a bit of a stuttering start with our Duke disappointing at Down Royal. It's a big day for you on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, listen, every day is a big day. Every day you go run a horse, it's a big day, because it mightn't be, you know, it might be an 0-100 horse or whatever, on, you know, a low grade handicap hurdle, but for that owner, that's a big day for them. You know, everything is relative.
And the Betfair Chase, it's a phenomenal lineup, isn't it?
It is. You know, we'll see what's left after 12 o'clock this morning, innit? But it's bound to be a very good race, and everybody will be gunning for him.
And the first in the Triple Crown makes it even more special.
Yeah, it does. Look, it's very hard. It'll be very, very hard to win those 3 races. And, you know, look, if it happens, it happens. But, you know, it's like, you know, when you do the lotto, if the first number doesn't come, you know your fate for the rest of them.
Can you reflect on Alan Potts to some?
Listen, I only trained for him for 18 months, and it was fantastic for him to send me, you know, he sent me a couple of fillies in the spring last year, and then he's in the autumn, and he rang me and said, I'm sending you Sizing John and Super Sunday. And I sort of took a big gulp and things. Gosh, that's great. Feeling, talking within myself, really, saying, oh, God, I better not make a cock up of this. But you know, he was very good to me. I bought a lot of I bought five fillies from the in 2016 summer. He bought some other horses during the winter there, and I've got some nice pointer pointers that one pointer points that haven't run yet. You know, he was very good to me. Gave some nice horses into this yard, which is great. I found him. He was, you know, very good last year. Everything I wanted to do, I was allowed to do. And the great thing was that, you know, he was under probably a lot of stress because Anne was, you know, not well at all of last year. But the great thing was he got her to Cheltenham, he got her to Aintree, he got her to Punchestown, and they went to France, which she loved as well in June. And so, you know, he, as he said at the funeral, her funeral to me, that she did everything this year that she wanted to do. She loved the horses. She, you know, she'd probably have had more affinity with the horses than him. But he still, you know, at the end of the day, when you said, no, look, I can't run that horse in that because it's not right, the horse isn't quite right, you think he's going to say, oh God, you better run him, but he never did. You know, he always put the horses first in anything he did.
How does the landscape look going forward now? Is it slightly uncertain?
I know, apparently, there's been... He changed everything in the, after... Before Anne died, actually, everything got changed into an Anne and Alan Potts limited partnership, and apparently the horses are to run away until they've stopped running. Okay. They get old like myself.
Was it Alan that talked about the Triple Crown and coming to the best Betfair Challenge?
Yeah, he was the one. He said, "That's what I would like to do next year. That's the route I'd like to take."
So you've had this as the target for a long time.
You know, that was his. You know, it was his idea, and he wanted to do it, and so that was the target.
Sizing John in terms of ability of the horses that you've had down the years, how highly would you rank him? Obviously, he's won the Gold Cup, and that's an awful lot.
But listen, he's a very good horse, and I've been lucky to have some other very nice horses. And so, look, he's in his era, he's a very good horse.
And in terms of potential, as you mentioned before, you don't know what's still to come, perhaps.
You don't know. You don't look. He looks good there, and you know, just see what happens on Saturday.
Is the pressure off a little bit because he's won a Gold Cup? Is anything now a bonus?
Yeah, really, I suppose. You'd like to win. You'd love to win a second Gold Cup because, you know, I'd like to get him back to the Gold Cup because the last three Gold Cup winners haven't even got back to the Gold Cup. And, you know, so from that point of view, that's plan A, is to get him there.
And according to the betting, Bristol, Lamoille and Cucarding are two main engines. I'm sure you can appreciate how good Cucard has been over the years.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. You know, he's been a great horse. And you know he's been a fantastic. You know he's won an awful lot of races, and he seems to have his, you know, his zest for running still. Or he did all last year. We don't know about that. What happened the other day? But anyway, and Bristol Demai, look, he's an improving young horse. That's, you know, and we'll see what happens. He did it well the other day, and so we'll see.
I know you said it was Alan's kind of want to go this route, but if you had the choice, would you have went a similar route?
Well, I would have, because I had to keep... I didn't want him and our Duke running together and so, against each other. So, you know, they were always going to have to go a bit different routes. So, you know, we now see what happens.
Robbie Power is Sizing John's regular rider, and he had this to say about his equine partner.
We couldn't be happier with him. He's as ready as we can get him without having a race. So, obviously, Bristol Demai and a few others have the advantage of having a run under their belt. But... he's had a couple of race course gallops, and we couldn't get him any further without having a run.
Do you think it will show in the race at all? Or is
he I don't know. I hope not. I hope not. But look, here he has to start, and he's ready to go, and we couldn't be happier with him.
And how's your well-being? Everything getting better and improving?
Two winners. It's all good. I went to see my surgeon back in May, and he said, are the goggles working? And I said, yes. So he said, I'm not going to operate then because the operation is quite tricky. So he said, leave it all well alone. And in day-to-day life, it doesn't affect me. So if I want to get the surgery done later on, I might do. But I'm not going tampering with it at the moment. Yeah. Day-to-day life doesn't affect me. I drive a car, walk around, play football, doesn't bother me. But say, it's just when I'm on a horse. But the goggles work perfectly well. So,
would you be able to race right without the goggles?
No. No, definitely not.
It's just an angle that you're...
Yeah, when I look out to the top of my eyeball, like when I look like that now, I see double vision, so it's just the angle you're... It's the muscles on the floor of the eyebrow that are damaged, so that's what causes the damage.
Did you ever wonder if you would get back? I mean, was there a moment that...
Well, it was, because I was out for a long time, and then it was... I didn't know what the problem was, and I couldn't find a doctor that knew what the problem was, so not knowing was the worst thing. And I suppose then when I found a surgeon that knew what was wrong, then I was happy that I'd get back and say thankfully the goggles work.
And you talk about how quickly things can change for a jockey. Obviously, one minute you suffer this nasty injury, and the next minute, obviously, you're given the rider sizing John. When did you start to think to yourself, I've gone from what you had and I could actually win the Gold Cup here? When was the moment that you thought the sizing John was a proper Gold Cup contender?
I always, from the first day I rode him, I always thought he wanted further anyway. Now, I'm not saying at that stage I thought he was a Gold Cup contender, but it's amazing as well when you talk about a confidence in a jockey or a sports person. I think horses... need confidence as well, and all the time. So when he won in the Turles, he won the Kinloch Bray, his work improved before Leopardstown, and then when he won again in Leopardstown, his work improved again. And it's just, I think the horse got his confidence back, you know, and he was getting his head in front, and then his work from Leopardstown to Cheltenham was something we hadn't seen him do before, you know. It just got better and better, and the last couple of weeks leading up to Cheltenham was actually fairly hopeful that he would win the Gold Cup, and I thought he was the best horse in the race. It was just the extra two furlongs, would he see it out? I was confident he would, and the good ground in Cheltenham as well was key, you know. He is a good ground horse, he loves good ground.
Do you think jockeys are getting better with age? You've got Noel Feely, obviously yourself, Ruby. I mean, is there a lot to be said for experience?
Well, obviously having experience is a massive help, but I think jockeys now are looking after themselves an awful lot better than they did when I started racing 15 years ago. We are minding ourselves an awful lot better now, and giving ourselves, our bodies, every chance to last it out, you know. Because when I started race riding, if a jockey was 35, he was old. Yeah. But now they can ride till their 40s, and as I say, if you can keep your body physically in good shape, then you have a chance.
Jesse was talking earlier about how it was Alan's idea, really, and he was the driving force. Alan Potts is behind, obviously, going for the Triple Crown. Did you have any conversations with him at all about that?
No, he said to me, I want to go for £1 million bonus, so I said, fair enough.
You worked out the percentage.
Yeah, exactly. So,
get some of the bonus. You get 15%,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
So, look, that's his plan, so... hopefully now unfortunately he's not with us anymore, but wouldn't it be great if Sizen John was his pride and joy, him and Anne, he was the horse they loved the most, you know, and it'd be great if he could go and do it for them.
This is Love the Jumps Extra, brought to you by the Jockey Club, putting all profits back into British racing.